And remember, you can always reach out to us on the Weaver Appliance text line, call us, or on social media. That's another way to get a hold of us, which I understand somebody this morning, Michaela, did get a hold of us on social media.
Okay, so first of all, let me just say this absolutely made my day.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, a friend of mine, her name is Amy, reached out to me on Facebook and sent me. Shout out, Amy. Yes, sent me Amy Barron. Hi, Amy. She sent me a screenshot of it looks like one of her friends on Facebook. And this was posted by Emily Miller. Emily says, apparently I'm listening to the radio too much.
You never can do that.
Her son Colton was playing in his room with a microphone from like one of those karaoke machines. And she says, here is what I heard, in quotations, Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Your 9 o'clock news hour brought to you by Good Wednesday Morning, I'm Michaela Madison. Your Z Country forecast is ahead. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison. So Colton Rose is his last name. He was in his room practicing because, you know, sad news is, unfortunately, I'll be leaving next Friday as my last day. Good news is, you guys have an open position, and I'm just saying, sounds like Colton might be your go-to guy here because he's practicing.
Sign him up. He's a youngster. I know there's some sort of child labor laws. We'll work our way around that. We can maybe pay him in candy and sweets.
You know what? From the sounds of it, I think he would think that would be fantastic. Colton goes to York Elementary. He should be on his way to school right about now, hopefully listening. So, Colton, you are awesome. You made my day. And keep practicing because you never know. Maybe you'll be the next news reporter here at WTUZ.
I'll tell you what, Colton, we always like to give tours and stuff. We've had groups.
Yes,
individuals.
Come in.
If you want to come in, stomp on by.
Emily, if he is interested and you guys are free, again, I will be here until next Friday as my last day. If you want to set something up while I'm still here, Amy has my contact information. You can find me on Facebook as well. Send me a message and I'll help coordinate that. So Colton, come in. Can come into the radio station and check it out.
Yeah, we only charge $100 for a tour.
No, it's free. So. It's free for Colton. He's special. It's free.
I'm obviously awesome. just kidding. Hey, there are some billboards popping up around Northeast Ohio, all put there by a Pennsylvania multi-millionaire, some real estate mogul, some remodeling home guy. He does a bunch of work on homes there in Philadelphia, but the billboards are to try and entice one, LeBron James, to try and take his talents to not South Beach this time, but to Philadelphia.
Get out of here.
At the end of the basketball season.
He's not going anywhere.
Now, we all know LeBron, he can opt out of his deal at the end of the season and hit the free agent market, but these billboards are on I-480 just outside of Cleveland. One of them, hashtag Philly wants LeBron. Another one has an actual picture of like a basketball court with the foul line, the three-point line, and LeBron's number up there with the crown around it, of course, for King James.
Listen,
think these billboards are going to work at all?
No, I think that it's a little bit of desperation. I mean, those billboards are like $1,000 a month.
These are not your average. These are huge, huge billboards.
Yeah. First of all, LeBron made that mistake once. I don't think he'll make it again.
Let's hope
not. I think he's... I hate to say this, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the sports guy here, but he's getting towards the, probably approaching the second half towards the end of his career.
He's 33, yeah.
He's born and raised in Northeast Ohio. He's dedicated, invested, has charity programs in Northeast Ohio. My guess is he's probably, his kids go to school in Northeast Ohio. He probably doesn't want to leave that area as he kind of rounds out his career.
It will kind of be...
Oh, not to mention he gets paid a boatload of cash to be in Cleveland.
It will kind of be a big story once the whole NBA Finals and the championship is determined. Hopefully the Cavs have won it at that point in time.
Yeah.
Listen, if they win it, I don't think we have to worry about him going anywhere.
Who is, and I should know this, but his name is... Who is the owner of the Cavs again?
Dan Gilbert.
Okay, Dan Gilbert. So I read an article that he basically said, look... I'm ready to take a loss to get you. So he's actually seen in years past like a couple million bucks lost because the pay salary is so high.
Yeah.
Not to mention there's a cap, right?
So salary cap.
If they hit the salary cap or go over it, then they're fined. And he's been like, look.
They call that a luxury tax.
I'm okay with that because we have LeBron, and we didn't need to put up billboards begging for him to come to us.
That's the price. That's the price of playing poker, so to speak. If you have LeBron on your team, you have to spend money to
best basketball player in the NBA, probably not cheap.
I haven't seen these billboards. I had a friend of mine who lives up in the area send me one of them via good old text message, and I couldn't believe it. Then I went into investigation mode.
Yeah, and let's just talk about this. I don't know that it would be his best career move to leave Cleveland and go to Pennsylvania.
I mean, come on. It is, after all.
I'm just saying. Even if it's Philly, it's not Pittsburgh. I get it. But I just don't know if that's a good move.
Not to get too sportsy-dortsy on everybody this morning. Later, we'll get all country music on everybody. We're all a fan of that. Reba will be busy on CBS this morning. She'll be announcing all the nominees for those ACM Awards. You know what's sad, Michaela, is when the ACM Awards roll around in April, you won't be here for prediction time because, of course, you'll be long gone.
I'll be listening.
I'm sure you will.
And I'll be going, nope, Eric, that one's wrong. Nope, Eric, that one's wrong. It's this one.
So you'll be correcting me. Nothing will have changed then.
Won't be able to hear me. Lucky you.
And from now until April. And even if you're too far away, I know you can listen via the stream, Michaela.
You know I will.
Just like a lot of people can.
Number one radio station.
Where can they find that again, that stream?
WTUZ.com.
You are so correct.
Oh, and by the way.
Yeah.
If you text to listen to the Weaver Appliance text line.
Melts my heart right here.
330-339-9399.
Melts my heart.
You know, I'll be saying that for the next 10 years, whether I'm here or not. It's in my brain.
You'll go to give somebody your number. You'll be like, yeah, my number is 330-339. Oh, wait,
that's
not my number.
But it's a great radio station. You should still text that number, by the way.
No doubt. No doubt. Save it. Make us one of your favorites.
Yes.